Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to ERA's 2006 first nine-month results. After the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. Now I'd like to turn it over to Mr. Tomasi, Chairman of ERA. Please, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody. We are going just to take a little time away from your busy agendas because the first nine-month 2006 results are very positive, but they do not include any major surprises. Let's start off with the results for the first nine months that are in line with our budget, slightly above it. More specifically, I'd like to draw your attention to one performance, one result we're very pleased with, which is the EBITDA growth. The integration of Meta contributed 22% to our EBITDA growth. That, however, was really coupled with the good results coming from efficiency in tariffs for waste and water. Therefore, we can say that organic growth has been giving good results, contributing altogether 14%, coming from these two major contribution areas compared to the same period last year. Therefore, giving us an overall 36% growth in EBITDA. Now, let me also stress that we have three major factors affecting our consolidation scope. Meta, starting from January 2006, and then Modena's Enel's electricity network, and Riccione's GEAT gas company, which impacted our accounts only effective July 1, 2006. The first nine months of 2006 have seen robust revenue growth up 30%, driven mainly by two factors. Firstly, the integration of Modena's utility, Meta, and secondly, fuel price trends that, as I said, was then coupled by tariff increase in regulated business sectors. Please also bear in mind that the waste business sectors has also been performing particularly well. Another factor I'd like to draw your attention to is the incidence of labor cost, which has gone from 13.7%-12.7%. The first datum was as of 2005, which really stresses our good overall cost structure. Moving back to the EBITDA margin, there has been a good performance up from 16.9% in 2005 to 17.7% in 2006. Now, as for our CapEx, we are basically in line with our budget, slightly below our targets because of the fact that we have belatedly acquired or got authorizations for the kickoff of investments, 208 million euros. That's quite a robust figure, to which you should add also the acquisitions that I just hinted at earlier in the presentation, including 107 million euro for Enel's electricity network. 3 million instead was the CapEx for the company managing Teverola plant, and then 18 million to up our existing stake in Aspes, which is Pesaro Utilities, from 26%-49%. 208 million in CapEx is slightly below the full year 2005 number, with the meaningful peaks, particularly in waste and in water. As for waste, approximately 70% of our overall CapEx was directed towards the advancement of the new WTE plants, whose construction is currently underway. As for water, CapEx amounting to 64 million euro were essentially absorbed by the execution and the rollout of agreements reached with the local authorities, which in turn, as you all know, will reflect the impact of our investments in tariff levels. As for our financial structure, Three-fourths of our CapEx plan is self-funded, so it's funded through cash. In the meantime, over the course of the first 9 months of 2006, you have had the chance of seeing that we have been successful at consolidating our debt, therefore bringing our long-term portion of debt to 88% to total debt. Net financial position is basically in line with what we expected to be, including also the aforementioned one-offs and also including one deal, i.e. the acquisition of the minority stake, 46% stake in SAT. So it's really consistent in line with our expected full year 06 number. That should be, as I said, equal. So at the end of the first 9 months, we should have a total debt position equal to full year 06. We have provided our presentation with some annexes that I will refer you to. Let me just highlight the positive contribution to EBITDA from all business sectors. And in particular, I think I'd like to compare contribution coming to EBITDA in 2005 with contributions coming to EBITDA in 2006, reflecting some one-offs. In particular, I'd like to draw your attention to the fact that waste is really once again playing the lion's share as a major contributor. Water has been going down from 29 to 26.5% as a contribution to total EBITDA. And in addition, we also have the impact of Modena's Enel's electricity network, and we also have the impact of the tariff policy we are introducing. So this really gives a biggest contribution from electricity. Margins have been shrinking elsewhere, and as a consequence, we have a decrease of gas from 26.7 to 24.7. I think we are already in a position just to share some closing remarks with you to further back up and endorse the numbers which we have discovered and disclosed to you for the first 9 months. This is to say that once again we are in line with our budget, and this really makes us quite confident about our ability to achieve full year 06 results. We are in the process of fine-tuning our budget that will be put forward to our board of directors in mid-December, spanning fiscal year 07. And that's fully reiterating the targets contained in the new business plan that was disclosed to you earlier over the course of the year. As for new plans, I think that there are three major things for you to be aware of. First of all, Teverola plant. As you're probably familiar with, as you're probably familiar with it, that should be managed by us as well as by our partners starting from the last month of 2006. Trial tests have been giving good results, and therefore we expect to have a shift from the design company to the operating company soon. Moving on to the Sparanese plan, as we had already envisaged, there has been a delay of 6 months compared to Teverola's going on stream, so that will go on stream by mid-07. Here, too, the first set of tests have given positive results. We already tested for the first turbine unit last week, and so we're fully consistent with our timetable. Last but not least, our waste-to-energy plans. Our timetable envisages the going on stream of the new plant located in Ferrara. The construction phase should come to an end by June 2007. We visited the site last week, and we're slightly ahead of schedule. So once again, we can really confirm and restate the timetable that we originally disclosed to you. Brief update about our upstream business. something which was already contained in our industrial plan. So the brief update is about the following. Tomorrow, the signing of the agreement for the gas supply through the Galaxy pipeline will be signed tomorrow in Algiers, which really marks and finalizes all the contractual details of the agreement. We can also tell you that we are very busy in order to be in a position by the end of the current year to pick one of the proposed projects that are currently under debate domestically in the area of the reorganization of the LNG terminals in Italy. So we will just disclose our decision or our pick by the end of the current year. Last but not least, we have been very busy on the M&A side as well. We haven't stood still, and we've been very busy on the first priority, that's to say, seeing the feasibility of an agreement with the neighboring utility Enea. We are still at an early stage of the process, but as I said, we're very committed to it, and we're very busy trying to double-check whether the preconditions for reaching an agreement there are present. At the same time, we are also engaged in another negotiation table, that's to say, we bought a minority stake in SAT, a company which is based in district of Modena, which is not covered by META. And after that, we're really double-checking whether we can up our stake to 100% in order to have a full operating integration of this company, which in turn would allow us to extract more synergies and more rapidly than what is currently allowed to us by our present stake, although we already have the right to appoint a CEO, something which we have already done. Now, I'm not disclosing anything about the amendments or the Evolution 248 to those of you who have been lacking confidence and trust in what we have been doing, because events have already shown concrete results. Here with me are sitting Mr. Anton, Mr. Barilli, and Mr. Venier, who are here. Very glad to take all your questions. Thank you. This is the Chorus Call operator. We will start with a Q&A session. We have a first question from Mr. Alberto Ponti, Citigroup. Please, sir. Good afternoon, Alberto Ponti, Citigroup. I actually have two or three questions. First question, could you just tell us the change in net working capital at the end of the first 9 months of 2006? Then I have a second question about your LNG projects. Can you just refresh our memory and tell us what size, what order of magnitude of projects are you talking about? And could you give us a tentative range, that to say, could you give us some guidance about the type of stake you'd like to buy, that's to say, the outlay which is envisaged? And then I have a third question. You said it during the presentation, but I didn't get you right. You're aiming at upping your stake in SAT to 100%, and therefore the company will then be full consolidated into your accounts. So could you please tell us whether this is true and whether it will be consolidated that up when and you will have 100%. Good afternoon. This is Mr. Venier. The change in working capital, which we have recorded in the first 9 months of 2006 compared to the year end of 2005, is roughly speaking 60 to 65 million euro less than we had at year end 2005. This is Mr. Tomasi speaking. I'm taking the question about LNG terminals. As we mentioned when we presented our industrial plan, we have two different options on the table which we are reviewing. And that will give us an, a take right of gas comprised between 600 million cubic meters and 1 BCM. depending on which one we pick. Obviously, I cannot be more specific than that, because as you know, this plan envisaged a multiplicity of very complicated aspects. So one of the aspects is that they are really subject to scrutiny by the Italian government for environmental clearance. And there are many of these projects. As a matter of fact, there are actually 13 projects, but we really think that only four will be shortlisted after their full compliance with all legal environmental requirements is double-checked. So we cannot be more specific than that. Having said this, I can elaborate a little bit more on the criteria for picking the project. First of all, compliance and likelihood of being authorized. Secondly, the amount to which we would be entitled in terms of a gas supply. And third, geographical distance from our relevant market, because if possible, we do not want to increase our transportation cost, if possible. And last but not least, and this is not a negligible aspect, we want to be 100% sure of the soundness and robustness of contracts in the upstream market. That is to say, the partners we're going to pick will be reviewed and examined by us also on the basis of its ability just to stay and be successful on the market, and also on the basis on the existing gas supply portfolio contracts. And having said this, I think that in 1 month or so, we should be in a position to take a view. As for such, you know that we have been negotiating this with and we have been discussing the acquisition of 100% of the company. We're discussing this possibility with our municipal shareholders. So the idea is that of integrating it and to up our stake, therefore integrating the company fully into our consolidation scope should we succeed in raising our stake. Next question is from Fabio Picardi, Banca Intesa. Please, sir. Good afternoon, everybody. I have a very short question. Could you please help us understand the following? So after the decision by the Council of State on 248, what should we expect in the era of selling gas sales and the gas price regulations? This is Stefano Venier speaking. I'd like very much to be in a position to reply to this question. However, let's take the question from two standpoints. First of all, there's a reassuring aspect which really makes the picture better than what it used to be. The cancellation 248 paves the way for a rebalancing of existing positions existing in 05 and 04. Which would have been the hardest impact of regulation 248. So at least we have clarity for all that was outstanding up until 2006. There is then still an offshoot of 248, something which was introduced earlier this year. I'm talking about regulation 134 that will need to be reviewed in the light of the decision and ruling on 248. I do hope that the authority will take this opportunity to start once again a sort of negotiation table involving all the interested stakeholders and involved parties in order to ultimately come with a well-balanced solution to the benefit of all the parties involved, something which would have not been able if 248 had remained in place. So I hope I can be in a better position to reply to your question in a couple of months when I hope We've had repeated chances just to compare our point of view with the authorities. So what you're saying is that it's really too early a stage in order, for you to say that you will release the money that you have earmarked or provisioned earlier on. And still on the same thing, it's really too early a stage just to say whether we will see exactly what happened with other resolutions. Well, as for provisions, I don't know how they will be used, how this money will be untied. I think that some companies really provisioned because they really had acted proactively vis-a-vis the envisaged tariffs. So first of all, they will probably have to give that money back. Then there is also a dual theme. We have resolutions simply for the at the enactment of Resolution 248, which are 63 and 298. According to legal experts, they will be automatically superseded once 248 has been abolished. As for 134, since Regulation 134 is quite a different story, we will have to review that. You know that we have already filed an appeal, and once the appeal is discussed, we will also redefine the whole issue surrounding 134. But let me reply by saying that I was upbeat already earlier than all this happened, and I'm even more upbeat now. There are no more questions, so the conference call is handed over to the chairman, Mr. Tomasi. This is Mr. Tomasi speaking. Thank you very much for attending, everybody. This has not been an exciting or challenging conference call, but I think that this conference has once again confirmed that we are on the right track, and we are really in a position to confirm all our targets. Thank you so much. This is the end of the presentation. You can disconnect your phones.